Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I want to talk about something to eat. The other day I was wanting to try a new pasta salad. And, you know, if you are somebody who cooks at least once in a while, you maybe already have a favorite pasta salad. But I was looking for something a little different. So I went and pulled my KJAN cookbook off the shelf. You know, all of those recipes in there are from, you know, your neighbors, basically, and they're tried and true. And I found this one called Red, White, and Green Pasta Salad. It's from Alice Lamer. I'm not sure. I don't know Alice. She's from Walnut. And it is a fairly long recipe. I do want to give it to you in case you don't have the KJAN cookbook. But if you do, it's on page 95 under Salads. And it's it turned out, you know, lots of pasta salads have quite a lot of mayonnaise in it. This one has no mayonnaise, so it's pretty light, and yet I thought it was really tasty. And then I just want to mention, if we have time, a few of the other things that I was reminded about that's good about the KJAN cookbook. Lots of cookbooks have kind of extras in them, and so does the KJAN one. Some information that's very helpful. But let's start with this red, white, and green pasta salad. First of all, and this makes six generous servings, I think. 6 ounces of rotini or any large pasta. You know, choose your pasta if you'd like. 6 ounces of it. And, of course, you're going to be cooking that. Juice from a half a lemon. And most recipes say it's best to use a fresh lemon, but, you know, that lemon juice in the bottle isn't too bad. 1/4 cup of tarragon vinegar. Again, adds a little different flavor if you use the tarragon vinegar, but if you don't have that, you could use some just regular vinegar too. 1 clove garlic chopped. I prefer the fresh, but you can buy that in a little jar too. 3 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese. If you're a spaghetti lover, you probably have some of that around. 1 1/2 teaspoons of dried oregano. And 1 1/2 teaspoons of dried basil. If you happen to have fresh oregano, and you maybe have fresh basil, remember you need to increase the amount. The dried is stronger than the fresh, so if you're going to use fresh, which would be really nice to use in this salad, remember to up the amount of that. 6 tablespoons of olive oil. Lots of different choices on the shelf for that, and my taste buds aren't probably enough. I haven't done enough investigating into olive oil to really tell which ones are better in terms of my favorite. Okay, you're going to want to, you probably want to add some salt and pepper. That's to taste. But then you need some 3 cups of firmly packed broccoli flowerettes and 1 1/2 cups of cauliflower flowerettes. You could exchange those if your family likes cauliflower better than broccoli. But the broccoli, of course, helps to give it the green. Remember, we're doing red, white, and green pasta salad. And 1/2 cup of green celery sliced. Is there another color? I guess some of it's more white than green. 1/2 cup of red onion sliced thinly. And when I made this for guests, I ended up putting the red onion on top just in case somebody didn't really. Occasionally somebody's allergic to onion or just doesn't like it, and that way it wasn't mixed in. And 1/4 cup of green pepper in thin shreds. 1/3 cup of red pepper in thin shreds. And 2 tablespoons of parsley minced. Now, you can use dried parsley, but the fresh, I think it's a part of the color here, and it is the fresh is a nice flavor. Now, here's an ingredient that I skipped, actually. 1 4-ounce jar of whole pimento drained and sliced. It really adds a lot of red color, but you know what I'm going to do is instead substitute the little grape or cherry tomatoes. That'll give it still more red color. And I'm not all that fond of pimento, and it doesn't add a lot of nutrition. It, in this case, adds the red color. 1/2 cup of sliced black olives and 1/2 cup of sliced green olives. And now we really add green, a 12-ounce package, half of a 12-ounce package, 6 ounces of frozen peas that will be thawed. Wow, that's a, it's more than five. You know, a lot of times people want recipes that have five ingredients. Oh, this is more than double that, but the flavor is worth it. And I'm going to go through the ingredients and then I'll go back, I'll go through the instructions and then go back through the ingredients. Of course, we talked about you're going to cook the pasta and get it cooled down. And then because the next ingredients are for the dressing, and that is the lemon juice, the vinegar, the garlic, the Parmesan cheese, the oregano, the basil, and the olive oil. So all the ingredients from lemon to olive oil, you just whip those all together, whisk those all together for the dressing. If you'd like, next ingredients, the broccoli and cauliflower, you could use raw. This recipe suggests just putting them into boiling water for a few minutes to make them a little more tender, but they don't lose, the broccoli doesn't lose its color. And of course, drain that and let it cool. And then you're going to put basically all of these veggies, the broccoli, the cauliflower, the celery, the onion, all those other ingredients that we listed, you're going to put together in a bowl and then toss with the dressing that you made. It's best if you let it stand for a few hours. 5 to 6 is suggested. And it works great overnight. But then let it warm up a little bit before you serve it. Room temperature, the flavors will be best at room temperature. So let's kind of go over those again. You're going to start with 6 ounces of rotini or large pasta. That's the base of this pasta salad. Then you're going to put together this dressing that combines juice of a half a lemon, 1/4 cup of tarragon vinegar, 1 clove garlic chopped, 3 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese, 1 1/2 teaspoons of dried oregano, and 1 1/2 teaspoons of dried basil, and 6 tablespoons of olive oil. That's the dressing. And then all the other that you're going to add to the pasta is 3 cups of broccoli flowerettes, 1 1/2 cups of cauliflower flowerettes, 1/2 cup of celery sliced, 1/2 cup of red onion, 1/4 cup of green pepper, 1/3 cup of red pepper. Hey, you know, don't get too fussy about that. You could change them around or add more or less. 2 tablespoons of parsley minced. If you prefer, 1 jar of whole pimento, drained and sliced. 1/2 cup of black olives, 1/2 cup of green olives, and 6 ounces of frozen peas, thawed. It is pretty. It is yummy. The people I served it to ate all of it. And then I had a little left over and served it to some other people, and they cleaned up the bowl. So it's had a pretty good test. Those are both men and women who ate that salad, and I think it was pretty good. And it's pretty filling because of the pasta and the peas, as well as good for you with all that other good stuff in there. Well, I mentioned that's on page 95 of the KJAN cookbook. And one of the things in the KJAN cookbook that gives you additional information are the dividing pages. You know, the ones that have the, whether it's the section on salads or the section on pies or whatever, the section dividers. And this is not unusual. Many cookbooks have this. But, you know, you might want to take a look at that. There's such great information here. Have you ever had to make something and you know that there's going to be 25 people and you want to make sure you have enough? Hey, the first divider has planning for a crowd. And tells you how much to consider as a serving, as well as the amount of ingredients to purchase. And then the bread and roll section has the equivalent measurements. And occasionally, that's a good thing to have. Most people, I think, know how many cups there are in a pint, etc. But I don't know, every once in a while, your mind goes blank. Does that ever happen to you? You go, oh my gosh, I can't remember. And then equivalents such as 1 pound of butter equals 2 cups. A medium apple will give you 1 cup sliced. some things like that that it's kind of those ingredient things that you're not sure of how much you need. And another divider has how long it's good to store both frozen and on the shelf kinds of things to make sure that they're still good to eat. Oftentimes, safety is not an issue. It can be, but oftentimes it's more the quality that's a consideration. And a guide to table setting. I found out lots of people don't know how to set a table. And a pasta guide, and I love that. There's a couple of them that have a pasta guide. You know, all those different names, what does that mean? Well, KJN Cookbook, pull it off the shelf or go to the library and borrow one and find out all kinds of good stuff in there. Until next time, here's a thought. When your reputation breaks down, there's no place to go for spare parts.